is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former President Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, tells the New York Times and the Atlantic that Trump would rule like a dictator and confirms that his former boss suggested that Adolf Hitler did some good things. The Trump campaign calls Kelly's comments fabricated. Meantime, in Zebulon, Georgia,
if you look over the last 30 years or so, for whatever reason, Christians are not tremendous voters in terms of percentage. If they were, we'd never lose an election. We wouldn't have had these people in office.
Meantime, Vice President Harris has focused heavily on Pennsylvania, where she takes part in a CNN town hall tonight. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
In South Philly.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Matthew from Black Man Vote.
Canvassers are targeting disengaged voters.
A lot of doors I've went to, they say, I don't know. I don't even know who to vote for.
The Harris-Walz team believes 10% of battleground state voters are still persuadable, especially in the suburbs. That includes Delaware County, Pennsylvania, about 25 miles outside of Philadelphia. Campaign spokesman Ian Sams.
In these counties where Trump is likely to win, if you gain ground and you erode the margin, it really helps you win statewide.
Pennsylvania's high court rules people whose mail ballots are rejected for not following technical procedures in state law can cast provisional ballots. Today's decision is sure to affect some of the thousands of mail-in votes in the battleground state that experts say are likely to be rejected this fall. Boeing machinists are voting on a new contract offer from the company to potentially end their more than month-long strike. The latest deal offers a 35% raise over 4 years, a $7,000 signing bonus, and upgraded health and retirement benefits. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says at issue is a pension.
They went in asking for a 40% raise, a return of the pension. They've gotten a lot of the other things they asked for, and a 35% raise is significant, 12% in year one. But a number of the workers we have talked to have said if there's no pension, they're a no vote.
The union expects to announce the outcome of the vote tonight. The U.S. says 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and may be training to join the war against Ukraine. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Russia's cooperation with the North Korean military is in violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions, which prohibit the procurement of arms from North Korea and military arms training.
Turkey's Air Force has struck Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria. It's an apparent retaliation for an attack at a key state-run defense company. Turkey says at least 5 people have died and more than 20 have been injured. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
British-born Hollywood megastar Idris Elba is planning a big move.
I'm Vicky Barker in London.
It seemed like I can't say nothing to change our minds.
From his breakout role as a drug-dealing MBA student in The Wire...
Do you think that you can deceive me?
...to playing Norse deity Heimdall in the Marvel superhero films, Idris Elba has wowed critics and moviegoers alike. Now, the 52-year-old son of a Sierra Leonean father and Ghanaian mother says he plans to relocate to Africa within the next decade to help support the continent. Movie industry. Elba hoping to leverage his star power to help Africans tell their own stories. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Denny's says it expects to close 150 of its lowest performing locations by the end of 2025 in an effort to turn around the brand's declining sales. About half of the closures will happen this year and the rest in 2025. The locations have not been revealed, but the restaurants represent about 10% of Denny's total. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow with high clouds in the late afternoon, a high in the low 60s. Showers and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow night. Then rain wraps up early Friday, sun late, highs low 60s. Right now it's 48.
Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Lose my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. think to myself, what a wonderful
can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
morning. You were on my mind.
town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
WRJN.
He said he would. Oh, he's leaving.
said he's going back to find, ooh, a simpler place and time.
Easy, but Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh.